Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be. It's
better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Play number 38.
We'll do that also.
Yeah, play number 38.
I'm going to ask you to play cut 30.
Play cut 38.
At some point during the segment.
I'm trying to do damn sign language to a damn... Threw a mirror to Mike on that.
Yeah.
Play cut 38.
Our little talkback guy doesn't work still. So.
Yeah, it still ain't working, man.
We'll get there.
It still ain't working.
We'll get there. There's a lot going on.
Yeah, but it was so great. We were just talking about, you know, because obviously Kirby does his presser and everything, and the question of what visor comes up. And Kirby's reaction is like, I gotta get ready for Ole Miss and all these damn receivers and Dak Jackson Dart and this all-pro defensive line. And you talking about my damn vibe.
Yeah, now Kirby wasn't for any nonsense.
Yeah, hold on. His pee hot.
Yes, oh yeah.
His
absolutely. Because it was, what do they call it? What's Bloody Wednesday? Bloody Tuesday?
Bloody Tuesday, yeah.
That was yesterday, right? So that was a crazy day at practice. I saw Rusty tweeted out they're working on a wet footballs because it's going to be bad weather probably.
Yeah, that tropical storm heading that way, right?
It's supposed to be pretty bad weather on Saturday. Right. So that's just another thing to deal with. But yeah, I mean, he was asked about his wide receiver depth. He went on a very long rant about how every good coach thinks they have bad depth at every position if they're worth their salt. And I was like, all right, he hated that question.
He hated that one, too.
I didn't even hear the one about the visor until he just played it for me.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, like, that's a fun, that's a good, like, SEC media days, you know, whatever, get ready. And maybe he would have given you a different answer. Ole Miss week. His quarterback's throwing a lot of interceptions.
And it's hot.
Ole Miss scored 63 last weekend.
The crazy thing was, like, you know, at the time they called the timeout or what, they about to go on the field last week, and Kirby started smacking people in the head like, let's month go.
Yeah, man.
All right, like,
What are we doing?
And, like, and I kept sitting there. I said the same myself because, again, watching the game with an 11-year-old kid, he thinks it's a disaster, all that. Sure. We're going to lose to Florida, Daddy. We're not about to lose to Florida, okay? It's not going to happen. But damn. Could the play look better?
Yeah, it didn't have to look like
that.
Yeah,
it didn't have to look like that.
I don't think it did. Again, we're pretty far into the season. We're still saying that about a lot of these games. So maybe it does have to look like that, especially as it relates to the quarterback. But, yeah, I only got to watch the first half live.
Yeah.
I had to go on an airplane and wait 5 hours, not knowing because I was on Frontier and they don't have don't have the internet on that airplane. Or if you want it, you have to pay $190 for it and it's dial-up. That's the... Can we just talk about that just briefly?
I'm just telling you.
Just for a minute.
Dude.
I've never flown Frontier before.
I have.
And I get it. It's if you can get by with nothing, it's a very economical choice.
Right.
But if you need anything, like to carry on a bag or to get a boarding pass or if you want a glass of water or if you want to buckle your seatbelt or whatever, like if you want to do any of that stuff, it's going to cost you.
But that's the thing about it is, like, I don't poo-poo. I'm not an airline snob by any stretch of madness, because I never have been. That's the thing about it. Even when we, you know, I never have been like just get me there and I'm cool with it.
Yeah, I got there.
You know, my wife is, like I said, my wife is so different when it comes to this, because my wife is a very, she is. Because people always call me cheap. I'm not a cheap person. I just don't buy stuff I don't need. Like, she will sit there and find deals because she will try.
Yes.
She will look at it from this standpoint. Okay, say we save $500 on the flights.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's $500 because the $500 is gonna get spent.
Because that's the
you
thing.
Know what I mean?
I know.
That's the thing.
No one's actually saving. Because saving means putting it away.
Right? That $500 is gonna be spent.
We're just reallocating.
Yeah, we're really allocating.
That's what we're doing.
Because you know what kind of hotels that I like.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? You
or
know,
whatever.
Or whatever.
Or whatever.
And so that's how it goes. But yeah.
Because my wife is a bargain hunter as well. To the point where you'd be like, wow, we saved this on that and that on that. And then you'd think there'd be a big old pile over there for something. I don't know what it would be for. Who knows? But that's you save $200 on this plane ticket, so then you can buy $200 in Thanksgiving decorations or something like that. You know what I mean?
You'll tree up.
No, but it's about to be. Like, I definitely want to see the text message that I got just this morning.
Yeah.
This is from less than an hour ago. It's from a store.
Oh, she's looking at trees.
Where they sell. We have one, by the way. We have one. We have a tree that we bought.
Yeah. So.
In the attic, but we might be. I don't know.
We got stickers on the windows.
Now here's the thing: we do too, but they're Thanksgiving stickers.
No, really?
Yeah.
Oh no, we got Christmas stickers, and for some reason, everybody felt like they wanted to wear their Christmas pajamas last night.
Okay,
everybody, the whole house was full of Christmas pajamas. Yeah,
including Dad.
Oh hell no! Hell no! No.
My thing is just
no.
And then we'll get to the college because this was the experience on Frontier. They couldn't take off. Because people wouldn't sit in the seats that they had paid for.
Mm-hmm.
And so the flight attendant or the pilot or somebody had to come on. They were like, look, we don't even care if you buckle your seatbelts. You just have to start the flight in the seat you paid for because of weight distribution. Like, we need the weight to be distributed evenly on the airplane so we can take off.
Yes.
And then once we get up there, do whatever you want.
Right.
Basically, that's what they said. They were like, look, it was like the substitute teacher in the bad kid class. They were like, just... Don't even have to buckle your seatbelts. Just sit where you paid to sit.
Right.
And then when we get in the air, mingle. But whatever. I was like, who are these people? Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
We're moving up, like, at a sporting event? Like,
right.
We paid for the cheap seats, and we're moving up to the front?
It happens, dog. I'm just telling you. I mean,
I was laughing.
But it's like, but see, my wife, she always does this. Because I ain't going to come up front. I have flown Frontier before, and it was not by choice. All right? Because I don't know nothing about our travel arrangements until the day of, as far as what time the plane leaves. I don't know none of that. She always takes care of all that.
Yeah.
And so she always makes sure I get the exit row seat, and then she sits in the seat behind me. In the seat behind me. And so I always know that stuff whenever we travel. But I don't never know nothing about airlines, know nothing, until it's actually on the way to the airport.
Now, I will say,
yes,
the flight was great.
Yep.
I sat next to a nice young Chinese kid who works in tech in the Bay Area, who was debating back and forth as to what to do with his relationship. I think I gave him some sound advice.
You have conversations with randoms?
If they're interested.
Did you start it?
Yeah, I mean, I guess. I don't know. Probably. I kind of put feelers out. I'm like, do they want to talk? No, they want to talk. And then, fine. I'm not going to pester you. But if you're into it, we can talk.
Really?
We made a great connection. It's great.
What was his name?
Owen.
I knew that was going
to
happen.
Owen Tan. He was a nice young man. And I think he's probably gonna propose to his girlfriend now.
Oh.
I love it. And I want
Did you give him your social media?
Yeah, we connected. He may be listening right now. I told him about the show and the podcast and all that, or maybe listening later. I say do it, Owen. Follow your heart. Do it. You'll find a job. I did. All right. Let's talk some college football. Georgia is ranked in two different ways. They're ranked number 3 overall.
Yes.
But when they seeded it and put it in the bracket, which they do that? Because we don't have to do that yet. They're number 2. But yeah, they're right where they belong. They're right in there with Ohio State, and that's right around where their resume is. Look, I mean, if they win the rest of their games, they're going to get a bye, and they're going to be exactly where you want them to be in the college football playoff. A lot of stuff's going to happen between now and then, though. So my advice, because we've been through this 10 times, don't get too caught up in it.
Right.
Don't get too caught up in the stuff that they say on Tuesday night, because they'll just go the other way the next Tuesday night or 2 Tuesdays after that. But starting out number 3 overall, number 2 in the brackets, great. That's where you deserve to be. You've won some good games. You lost the one game to Alabama, and that's where it is.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know.
Oh, yeah, and Oregon's number 1.
Yeah, Oregon's number 1. And I think a lot of times when you look at all, especially these top 4 teams, you take care of business, nothing's going to change.
Mm-hmm.
Like, unless Oregon loses, Oregon will be the number 1 team. Mm-hmm. Oregon will be the number 1 team and everything like that. And same so forth with Georgia, Miami, and also BYU. That's just going to be where it is. Now, all that comes.
You think if Georgia wins out and is the SEC champion at what would be 12-1, mm-hmm. right? And Miami wins out and they're the ACC champion at whatever it would be 13-0,
mm-hmm.
you think Miami would be number 1 or Georgia?
I think Oregon would still be number one.
Oregon loses.
Oh, I'm sorry, Oregon loses.
Oregon's going to lose to Washington, probably.
Okay, so, most likely. So Oregon, Oregon loses.
Oregon loses, okay. And I guess Ohio State's there too, so they lose too. I'm just saying, do you think a one-loss Big Ten or SEC champion could get in over an undefeated ACC or be ahead of an undefeated ACC or Big 12 champion? I think so too.
Yes. Yeah, I think that.
And just have way more good wins.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing with it is like it's all about because how does it come down to now when you look at a possibility of having a two-loss team in the top 12 as far as like are you going to look at the best win or their best loss? You know what I mean? Because if you look at Georgia, I know Ole Miss is where they're ranked at, but Ole Miss has the talent of a top 10 team.
Can I give you the absolute lamest possible answer? Both.
Yeah.
They're going to look at both.
Yeah.
They're going to look at both. And it's going to come down to the big debate is going to be 8 and 9, right? Because 8 gets a home game, 9 doesn't, right? So 9 would have to go on the road. It's going to come down to 12 is probably going to be pretty easy because it's going to be an auto bid from the group of 5, right? Unless Boise State plays it their way into being higher than that and they put someone else there. But 11, right? Because then you're either going to get in or not. 11 and 13 or 12 and 13, however you want to look at it. If Boise State wins out, they're going no matter what.
Yes.
Like they're going.
Yes.
Like they're already at 12 right now as a group of 5. Their one loss is to Oregon, who's the number one team in the country, and they're undefeated.
On the road. By a single digit.
And they played good in that game. And like they got a guy who is gonna sway your decision making.
Yes.
Like they got a Heisman Trophy finalist on their team. So they got all the makings for and here's the other thing I was thinking about, because for so long as we limped towards the 12-team playoff era, the argument was, why would anyone want to see the 12th best team in the country play against the first best or the fifth best, however you would rank it? And I think for a long time, and maybe in other years, this wouldn't be true like it is now. I think for a long time, that was probably fair, especially if it was a group of five team. I think this year, like the way that the talent up top has kind of come down a little bit and the way that the talent in the middle has risen a little bit, like you tell me Boise State can't go beat somebody?
No.
Sure they could.
I mean, yeah, they could. I think there's still so much contingent. When you look at these undefeated teams, or not, I won't say undefeated, these.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The Boise States, the SMUs, the Indianas. We want to see you, you know, like everybody's waiting to see what Indiana's going to do against the Big Four.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
And
like,
you will.
And you will. And you'll get to see that, everything like that. You know, who does BYU have left? As you want to call it, a big boy on their schedule. I don't know if SMU and Miami, if they play each other now. They probably play each other in the title game. But yeah, like you're curious outside of those guys. Like
BYU has no more tough ones.
Yeah. See, there you go.
Yeah.
And so BYU's
likely going to be undefeated in the Big 12 championship game.
Yeah. And so, but if they win the Big 12 championship, and say Miami or say there's a one loss ACC team. Do they jump the ACC team?
I don't know. The good news is for all those four teams, they get a bye, right? Like now the ranking of it certainly matters as well, but the four conference champions get a bye.
Yes.
So they have that going for them. I just feel like and I think it is unintended. No one saw this coming in the 12-team year one. the unintended benefit of NIL and transfer portal is so much of the talent has been distributed to other teams.
Yep. That's the big thing about this weekend when you look at this Georgia and Ole Miss game. Like, Georgia's damn near homegrown.
Mm-hmm.
Ole Miss isn't.
No.
You know what I mean? And, yeah. And so that's why a lot of times you're talking about come down to coaching and all those different things.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that transfer portal, yeah.
Oh, it's a microwave.
Yeah, dude.
It's a microwave. Especially when you get in
a collective of them, like a whole day. And I mean, and you ain't talking about no slouches.
Look at SMU.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as you're legally allowed to start spending money, all the billionaires in Dallas happen to have a really good football team.
It's SMU.
I don't think people know what that means.
I don't think they do.
I don't think they know what that means. It means they have black cards.
Yes.
It means they have boosters that have cars you never heard of before.
Yes.
Like, they have all the money down there.
You remember when Eric Dickerson and them?
I do.
Yeah.
That's oh, I don't remember, but I've heard of it.
Yeah.
And I watched the Pony Express.
Yeah.
I watched the 30 for 30 on it. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Abe. Abe said, go to break. My segment's next. Get out.
You know how he is.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he overthinks everything. So I wonder how this is going to go.
I bet it's going to go just really call
the,
good.
Just call. Just say the thing, Abe. Just read it.
No, I think make it dramatic and,
no,
and
don't
yell.
Don't do that, Abe. Don't do that.
We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.